So I'm coming to you today from a place that every geek listening to this podcast would call heaven, and that is the new Lego store that just opened in Sandton. And I'm sitting with Rob Greenstein, co-founder of the Yellow Brick Company, the guys that have launched this beautiful store. How's it, Rob? How are you doing?
Hi, Rekord. Very well. Thanks for having me here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, the launch was last night, the launch of this store. I've had some time to look around. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, you've got every set that I can think of here, every set that I ever wanted you've got here, and you've obviously got these beautiful minifigure stands. Please tell us a little bit about the journey to this place, where we are now.
Well, Rekord, it started about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. We approached Lego South Africa, who've been in the country, I think, since 1993. We saw the opportunity and had a dream of bringing what are called the Lego certified stores to South Africa. So a lot of people refer to like a standalone store as a mono brand. We don't quite refer to it as that various reasons. But essentially, we just saw the great opportunity and had this dream that Lego should be in SA in its full entirety.
And now we've got it. We've got an officially licensed store. What does that give Lego fans? I mean, I used to go to either buy my Lego online or go to my local toy store.
Yes.
Prices vary wildly.
Yes.
Sets vary wildly. What can we expect from an official presence of Lego in South Africa?
Okay, so the Lego range, is, we know it's made up of various themes. You've got your Star Wars, you've got your city, you've got Friends, you've got Duplo, etc., etc. The range is too broad for any individual retailer to stock the full collection. So that's the first thing. I mean, even ourselves, we won't necessarily have 100% of it, but just by the sheer volume of what a single store can stock, we will have most of it, and certainly the latest. So that's the one aspect. I mean, if you're an avid collector, or you're just a parent who wants to be able to make a full informed choice, we will have the full collection. That's number one. Number two, there's a series of exclusive type products through the various themes. So it might be in Technic, it might be in the Creator Expert range, it might be in City. They're hard to find elements. We will get first bite at that cherry, if I can put it that way, with
Lego. Yeah.
So right now, a lot of South Africans are waiting for the Bugatti Chiron, which is a very big Technic
set. Beautiful. It's, and you built this one, right?
I built this one. It took me 18 and a half hours, and I did rush it a little bit to the end to make it in time for the store opening. I built it predominantly with my oldest son, and my youngest gave it a bit of a bash as well. But going to what I was saying, so the Bugatti has been available and will be available to retailers, but with a certified store, a product like that will launch with a certified store and only become available to other retailers at a much later stage.
Okay.
You then have other parts of the collection which are exclusive to the certified store. So, for instance, the Hulkbuster people have been waiting for. The one of the new modular buildings, the Downtown Diner.
And that's also a beautiful build. I've been looking at that one for a while. It's
very cute.
A classic build.
Very cute, straight out of the 60s American, like, kind of roadster type thing. You also have the roller coaster, which is probably one of my favorite sets. It's a full functioning roller coaster. You can connect power functions to it that you can control with remote control, and you can leave the roller coaster functioning all day long in your office if you want to.
Oh,
while
wow.
You're working. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's definitely on my list as well. Okay.
Yeah, so
this list is growing a bit long.
so that's a little bit of the core of the exclusives.
Yeah.
And then obviously we've got the experiential elements in store, which kids will really enjoy, and adults as well. So really called a proper play areas, not just a little bit of Lego left on its own. Expert staff to interact with the kids and show them how to curate the areas and play with the different builds. We've got the pick-a-brick wall where fans of Lego and avid builders can go and choose the individual bricks that they want.
So just a little bit about that. I mean, what are the ranges going to be like? Because it's very impressive to look at it as well. And I love just being able to get a handful of those little blue blocks for
yes,
the water.
Yes, yes.
They're going to be in high demand.
They got cleared out.
Oh, really? Already?
Wow. They've already been cleared out, sadly.
So what is the strategy behind something like that for Lego builders? Is it for me to come in and find any block I want, or is it ranges that you guys select?
It's a good question. It's a little bit difficult because, again, with Lego, it's so broad. There's only a certain number of bricks you can put in the wall. Excuse the drawing there. Another brick in the wall. But so we only are able to stock, let's say, whatever it is, 48 or 68, I can't remember the exact number, different elements at a given time. We've got a lot more back of house. So if you are a very avid builder, a big fan of Lego, and you are looking for a particular block, I would ask one of the sales team and say, look, I need a 2x2 in green. Do you have that design on the wall? And we may have it in stock, or we may have to order it in, or we may be on our next order. The range for the pick-a-brick is big, and there are elements of the pick-a-brick that I know the fans of Lego look for. So you take those little translucent turquoise water-like bead type things.
Love those.
The fans of Lego, absolutely. I could bring 20 boxes of those and the guys want them. So we're happy to work with the fans for that because it's difficult for us to know everything what people want. So we'll work with the customers and with fans as much as we can.
So you'll have open dialogue with Lego fans. I mean, will there be an official process for Lego fans, like you said, now to request specific elements, like, let's say for argument's sake, I want a specific figurine that I can't find anywhere. I mean, is that a channel that you guys will be able to service?
It's a good question. I suppose we hadn't thought about a formal process. I mean, I would just reach out and I would say, you know, I also don't believe in
like
high
level query, website query or something,
exactly.
Or Facebook.
And look, I come from a strong retail background. I can share with you, I don't like high tiers of hierarchy. I don't like having to go from salesperson to manager to system manager, regional and whatnot. I can't stand that. I like quite flat hierarchy, which means that you should be able to get a decision pretty quickly from us and just reach out to us. I mean, if you know that that's a particular piece that you need, I would email us, playworld@thebrick.co.za, or come onto our Facebook page, Lego Certified Stores SA, and ask us, and we'll come back to you pretty quickly. And if we don't have it, we can try again.
Fantastic.
Maybe the other thing, Rick, to take you onto, which I know is something you spent a lot of time looking at, is our Build a Minifigure station.
That's
also, as you walk into the store on the left-hand side, you'll see there's a big minifigure staring at you, and I'll give you an interesting fact for the listeners. I think the population of minifigures is bigger than the human population on the planet. So there are a lot of minifigures out there. And the Build a Minifigure station is one of my favorites in the store. You can choose from your legs, your body, your head. You choose your accessories, your hair accessories, your guitar, or whatever it might be. And those ranges also change frequently during the year, probably 4 times a year.
So I can come back regularly and build new figurines.
Yes,
and it's minifigs. And it's kind of the randomness of the stock that you've got here, right?
Yes.
That makes it so appealing. And
yes,
at the launch last night, I mean, I spent probably most of the time hanging around here, as did so many other people, just trying to build their own little minifigs. It's fantastic. The ranges is going to come in. You said, how regular would it be for somebody if I want to come in regularly and just get some new parts for a minifig?
So I think we've got a new collection of the minifigures available to us about once every quarter.
Okay.
I know that there's quite a few collections that we haven't used because, again, certified stores have been around the world for a bit longer than we've been around. Mm-hmm. So, I think there's going to be in high demand.
There's a bit of cash back there that we can dig into.
There's a bit of a collection back there. So I think. We've got a particular collection in now, and when this one gets a bit low, I'm quite keen to dip into Lego's stock reserves and see if I can find something different. Because, like you said, you know, we had a lot of media last night. They all got to engage with the Build a Minifigure station. I'd love those guys to be back here in 2 months' time or 2 weeks' time, whatever it is, and building something different.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know when the new stock is in, and we'll be popping in probably most weekends in any case. So
from what I saw last night, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mindstorm. I mean, that has always been in my head from the technique range, like just one of those things that for a geek and a programmer, something to get into. There's so much potential, especially for a younger Lego builder, you know. And then you've got the new Mindstorm set. The Mindstorm and
the Boost.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about Mindstorms and Boost for a moment. I mean, you touched on Mindstorms. My impression of Mindstorms has been that it's a slightly more complicated set.
Mm.
And it's a set, it's not actually a set, but it's a module that's really aimed at a more educated and efficient programmer. So I think it's typically aimed at an over 16-year-old. Whereas I think with Lego, you know, you want to be you want to be aiming also a lot of your product for the younger guys who are loving the building and now want to take their building to another level.
So you'll hear we're coming to you from a slightly different noise environment. We've had to move into the beautiful stock warehouse just so that we can get some peace and quiet as some guy tries to... Look, I can't blame you guys. You have launch week up. It's a big day. Anyway, we're talking about Mindstorms.
We're talking about Mindstorms and Boost. So, as I was saying, Mindstorms has always been aimed at a slightly more experienced builder and programmer.
Mm.
And I think that, Lego identified that some time back, and last year they launched a product called Lego Boost. And Lego Boost is very much about introducing programming to a younger generation. So the box set, if I'm not mistaken, I think is... aimed at a 7-year-old to about a 12-year-old, and essentially there's no instructions inside the box.
Nice. I like those.
Yes, you have to have an iPad, so it's only for iOS. And what happens is you install the app, and the app walks you through the construction of one of five various robots. So all the parts are in the box, and you can decide if you want to build Vernie the robot, or there's a guitar, there's a cat, there's like an assembly block, and for now I'm forgetting the fifth, but there's five models.
There's a couple of characters.
There's a couple of characters you can build, and so my son's done it. He's built a few of the robots in there, and once you start from the beginning part of it and you work your way through the app towards the end, it's basically like a drag and drop type of orientated application.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get the robot to do what you want to do. If you wanted to go and pick something up, or you want to move around, you want to play music, so it's a real introduction to programming for youngsters, which is really nice, because like I say, Mindstorms is something that's quite
It's advanced.
It's advanced, and we do have one or two staff members, sales guys in the shop who are very familiar with Mindstorms. In fact, one of our sales advisors has actually competed in the World Robotics Olympiad with robotics, and she's extremely knowledgeable about it. And we see a huge opportunity with that. I think there's a huge trend. It seems almost over the last year that robotics has become the buzzword again. There's a lot of robots.
Technology, I think, has finally caught up to a space where we can have products like this that makes it easy for kids in a familiar environment. They know a technology like the iPad, they know Lego, everybody knows Lego. Combining the two makes so much sense. What does the future hold for robotics versus Lego, robotics and Lego integration, do you think?
It's a good question. I mean, I don't know if I'm completely the right person to ask that question, but what I have started to see that Lego's doing is they're starting to introduce the boost programming aspect to the other ranges. So for instance, now that Boost came out a year ago, I've seen that you can use, if you've got the Boost kit, you can incorporate that, for instance, into a Ninjago set. So I can't remember the name of the exact set, but it looks like there's a flying dragon.
One of the dragons.
You can actually incorporate your Boost module into the dragon and get the dragon to perform and do various aspects. So I think it's going to, you know, we've also been on this campaign of one of the reasons we're doing this is to build your dreams. You know, Lego is about building your, you know, creating, great creation and building what you love. I think what it's going to get people to do is to push the envelope more on what they want to build and what they want to see happening. So now no longer, maybe the kids of today, when they get to the cult state that we're in, where we love the sets that we were playing with 20 years ago, maybe when they're 20 years older, they're going to be building amazing robots and amazing electronic functions, and Lego's going to help them do that. Because, to use a bit of a cliche, Lego is really just the building blocks, isn't it? It's just the basic pieces.
So there's obviously more to Lego than the blocks that we build with and all these really cool sets that we want to spend our money on. I saw on the shelves you've got some really cool accessories, toy boxes, some big yellow heads that you can store stuff in.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think every brand, even though they know their core business, they look for other lines to help substantiate the business. So, yeah, we've got lots of cool key rings. We've got, like you said, we've got various different storage boxes. We've got storage blocks shaped like bricks.
I love those. Can I build big Lego figures with those blocks if I buy enough?
Be an extremely big figure. But what I have seen guys do is use them as legs and make desks out of them and make pieces
That's
of furniture.
A great idea.
Yeah. Literally make a wall in your room, that kind of thing.
Which begs a question, when are we going to get life-size Lego for the bigger builders who aspire to be bigger builders, those of us?
Well, you know, have you researched the Lego house in Denmark? But what's also quite nice, I'm just thinking out there, there's a terrific range of stationery, let me tell you. I mean, I know it's almost unrelated to from a toy building perspective, but the stationery, you know, you can actually put blocks and things onto it. That's
really cool. Any other piece of block on there. I mean, it's a fantastic. I saw a couple of guys walking out with them last
night. Yeah, I sold a few gel pens and a couple of notepads and that. So if you're a Lego nut, it's a lot of fun. And then also for the themes, they've got some extended lines with them as well.
These are
going to
come.
Oh, the cell phone cases.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, cool. Okay, can we start again?
Yeah,
okay,
let's just start from the top.
Oh,
Okay, so so as you were mentioning, I mean, lots of great things on the shelf, and one of the very cool things, which we were a little bit sorry not to have when we opened, but we should have in the next 6 weeks or 4 weeks, are the cell phone covers. So if you've got an iPhone or an Android device, great cell phone covers that have got space at the back for you to build stuff on and I suppose personalize your cell phone in Lego.
Fantastic.
So also, and then the last thing as well, you know, if you are a fan of the themes, if you love Ninjago or if you love Star Wars, there's lots of other great, there's torches and lights and wristwatches for kids and various LED torches and things like that.
I also like there's a little glass cage that you can put in a keyring to put your minifig in.
I didn't actually see it. Okay, great.
It's there. I saw it. It's awesome.
I tell you another very nice thing we're getting is we're getting a case in to store your minifigures that is actually hangable on the wall. So for those fans out there who love collecting the series, like we've just finished, I think it was series 17, and there's the Harry Potter series launching on Wednesday, you can take all your new Harry Potter figures, and once you've got the full collection, stick them into that case, and there's actually a storage device for it, which we should have shortly as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's something I look forward to seeing as well. Well, Rob, I kind of need to get out of here because the temptation to just buy more Lego is getting stronger by the minute. Thank you very much for this journey. I really appreciate it. I will certainly be back. And guys, go check out that minifig stand. You're going to be wanting to spend some time here. Rob, thank you very much. Best of luck with the opening. And we'll be chatting again soon.
I hope so. Thank you, Rekha. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Ciao, ciao.